Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 7 of A Treatise on Peace of Soul by Lorenzo Scupoli, the necessity of divesting our souls entirely of their own will, that they may be presented to God. Come to me, all ye that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. All you that thirst, come to the fountain. Such are the words of Christ in the Scriptures. Let us follow this divine summons, without impulsiveness or clamor, in peace and mildness, referring ourselves respectfully and confidently to our loving and omnipotent God. Let us wait calmly for the coming of that Spirit which brings peace. Let us entirely resigned and obedient to the decrees of his holy will, think of nothing but the means by which he may be desired, loved, and glorified. Let these acts be performed without using force or violence on our hearts, lest by any unwise use of these instruments, our souls be rendered incapable of that sweet repose, which on earth is their glory. Rather, let us gradually accustom our souls to contemplate nothing but the love and goodness of God. Let them be ever mindful of the heavenly manna with which they shall be nourished in ineffable sweetness. Once they accustom themselves to frequent meditation on these sublime truths. Avoid shedding useless tears or striving to excite within yourself an emotional display of devotion. But abide quietly in interior solitude until the will of God is accomplished in you. And when he gives you tears, they shall be sweet and effortless. Accept them with gentleness and serenity, and above all, with humility. By these indications shall you ascertain the source from which they spring, receiving them as due from heaven itself. Let us not presume to know, have, or desire particular things, for the very cornerstone of the spiritual edifice is not dependent on our knowledge, possessions, or desires in the slightest degree. Rather, we should remain in a state of perfect self-denial, like Mary at the feet of Jesus, instead of busying ourselves with many things like Martha. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pattern of humility, counselor of popes, voice of prophecy, man of primitive times, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we remember that this author, Father Scupoli, was one of the favorite authors of St. Francis de Sales, when we remember that, then this kind of chapter makes a lot of sense. What was St. Francis de Sales always stressing? Gentleness, sweetness, patience, that we attract more flies with honey than with vinegar. St. Francis de Sales stressed gentleness with ourselves, charity to ourselves. And Father Scupoli tonight is reminding us of being very, very gentle. Don't try to force yourself to feel what you don't yet feel. Wait on the Lord. Be resigned. Be obedient to him. We cannot force ourselves to be saints. We cannot force ourselves to have sweet repose in the Lord. We cannot force ourselves to have a certain devotion. And we shouldn't try to have this emotional display of devotion. We should not want tears just so we feel like we're devout. Tears will come. Tears are a gift from the Lord, and when he sends them, they are effortless. They are sweet, and they have to be accepted with gentleness and serenity, and above all, he says, with humility. If the Lord sends you tears in confession, in prayer, during the sacraments, after communion, during Mass, or whenever he wills, accept them. And when they come with humility and gentleness, that shows they're from the Lord. But Father Scupoli says, do not try to be impulsive. Let us put ourselves in the hands of God. Let us remember what Christ says on this last day of the month of June, this month of the Sacred Heart. Come to me, all you who are laboring and are burdened, and I will refresh you. We cannot refresh ourselves. We cannot give ourselves peace. Peace comes from Jesus Christ. Peace comes from being in union with Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we're in union with Jesus Christ, we are in the right relationship with God the Father. And when we're in right relationship with God the Father, in union with Jesus Christ, then he gives us the living water. All you who are thirsty, he says, come to the fountain. The fountain is Jesus Christ on the cross, pierced with the lance from which water and blood came forth. He is the living fountain. And that water is a symbol of baptism, yes. Water is a symbol of prayer, yes. But the water is also a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ gives us peace through the Holy Spirit. Let us wait on the Lord. Wait on his mercy. Put ourselves every day in contact with him. Waste time with him. Spend time with him. And we will see the glory of God. Did I not tell you, Jesus says, that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? To sit at his feet, to sit at the tabernacle before a monstrance or before an image of the Sacred Heart, and to listen to his word. That's what Mary did. She listened to his word. She's the great model of contemplatives, to sit with Jesus and to listen to him and to love him. That's the one thing necessary, to love Jesus in the Holy Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to draw us into deep love with Christ, to accept him, to be with him, and from him, the Prince of Peace, will receive peace. And if he wills, the purifying, sweet, effortless gift of tears. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.